2, the next one. So basically the same author group, but a totally different study. And it's called Patient Preferences Regarding Shared Decision-Making in the Emergency Department, Findings from a Multi-Site Survey, Academic Emergency Medicine. So, you know, in the previous study, the authors demonstrated that people are less likely to initiate a sort of malpractice series, you know, call the lawyer, et cetera, if shared decision-making had occurred. That all sounds great, and that's, you know, all well and good, but there's still a question about whether or not patients are really willing to actually engage in shared decision-making in the first place, or if they really want to do this. So remember, in the previous study, it was people online, they're not real patients, they're experiencing something that's totally artificial, and they're like, sure, whatever, I'll fill out your survey. But no one asked them, like, if you were an actual patient, is this something you would want?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so this is extra relevant because getting physicians to engage in shared decision-making will be very difficult, and docs are skeptical. Previous studies showed that docs indicate that shared decision-making sounds all fine and dandy, but the serious barriers to implementation are that this is what doctors believe, that patients prefer to let the doctor make the decision, patients make overly aggressive decisions, shared decision-making just takes way too much time, these decisions are just too complicated. If patients aren't into it, why should I be? Right? So it's a really relevant question. So in this study, the authors conducted a survey of discharged ED patients while they're still in the ED.
So this is like as real as you can get.
Yeah, these are real patients. Now, they're not doing it around their specific case, so we'll get into that. But they are real patients at 3 clinical sites across the country, and they were trying to assess patient willingness to participate in some form of shared decision-making. And importantly, patient willingness to initiate a conversation about shared decision making.
They even wanted to talk about this at all.
It's a little slightly different than that, actually. It's so one is, would you be willing to talk about it? The other one is, would you bring it up to your doctor?
Oh, would you be the one
their
who said,
willingness
hey, I
want to
initiate
it?
I see.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is really important, right? If the doctors are willing to do it, that's one thing. But if the doctors have this preconception that the patients don't want to do this, and the patients are like, no, I want to do it, but I'm not going to bring it up, we could both be missing an opportunity. About 800 people approached, 700 people queried about their opinions. Basically, the patients indicated their level of agreement with a bunch of statements like, if something serious is going on, I prefer to be involved in decisions about my health. I mean, there's a bunch of these, but that's the general sort of way this thing was structured. They specifically looked at patients' interest in being involved in admission, treatment, and testing decisions. So it was like same setup question, but about my admission, about my blah, blah, blah. Overall, the authors found that the overwhelming majority of patients preferred to be involved in some way in the decision-making process. They generally stated that they'd like to hear the ED provider out, then share in the decision. And they didn't use the word share here, but it was participate, things like that. So that was roughly 40% of the people that said that. Very few patients opted for the more autonomous position of, thank you, I'll make the decision, to hell with the doctor. That was only like 2%.
And they were doctors.
And they were doctors, yeah. And they were great. And they seemed to show up on a lot of shifts in which Sanjay practices. But a small fraction, a little bit bigger, but a small fraction indicated a preference to just turn all decision-making to the doctor. About 10% of the people were like, this is too complicated. Just doctor, make your call. By and large, these responses were similar, whether it was for disposition, treatment, or what was the other thing?
Testing.
Testing, thank you. Other interesting findings included that the patients overwhelmingly felt capable of engaging in some degree of shared decision-making. They felt that they had a good understanding of things. They felt that they understood their body. They felt that they understood the words that their doctors used. Because that's one of the objections that the doctors have, is like, they don't know what we're talking about. It's way too complicated. That's not how patients perceive it. They feel like they actually understand. The barrier that doctors feel is not necessarily reflected in the patient's attitudes. Finally, it was interesting to note that most people would not initiate the conversation themselves, and they would wait for the doctor to bring the idea of getting involved in the decision-making process up rather than to start that conversation themselves.
So this is on us.
This is on us. So taken together, I think all of this says, you know, there's some compelling arguments that patients, at least theoretically, again, they're patients. It's not really, in this case, it wasn't, we want to engage in shared decision about your particular condition. This was general stuff after they were discharged. But at least theoretically, they want to be part of the decision-making process, and they probably won't let you know that. There's still a lot to answer in the shared decision-making realm, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of papers from this group coming forward. Will patients actually do this when the chips are down, or this is what they say when, you know, it's like it's a freebie, you know? What are the circumstances when shared decision-making has the best chances to succeed? Will the decisions actually differ when we engage patients? You know, when we say, I would do this, and then we do a shared decision-making process, ends up being the same decision. Is it really worth doing? Maybe because it, you know, protects from malpractice or something like that. But this is some evidence that ED patients at least want it. And that coupled with, you know, the reduced liability you talked about, and frankly, an ethical, I think, sort of imperative that we engage with people around things that affect their health, sort of, I think, pushes the envelope towards shared decision-making a little further.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think this is kind of a new-ish concept, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps within emergency medicine. And I think for me, this study brought to light a few things, which is, you know, they actually feel like they can understand yeah. stuff. I think that's always been kind of a barrier for me is I'm like, it's going to be over there. How are they even going to help in this right. decision, you know? But they feel like they can understand. And like you said, the decreased malpractice, I think this is like sort of an interesting, it's not highly clinical. You know, usually we do highly clinical stuff for paper chase, but we just sort of felt like everybody's talking about the shared decision-making thing. We should talk
yeah,
about it.
You know, and I think we have a long way to go to know those circumstances I talked about where it works. You have to have enough time. You have to have a patient who actually can, not just say they can, that they actually can. And there has to be legitimately several different options. Right. Like not like, you know, it's a you have a STEMI, you know, there's not too many options on most of the things related to that. But we also have to have the techniques, like how do you actually do it? And I think we're really far away from that.
And in what scenarios, what well, cases?
Right. Exactly. But even like, how do you do it? What is coercion going in there and like saying, you know, this is what I would do is that shared decision making. Those are things that I think are really important to sort of tease out. We can't answer from these papers, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get to a better and better place for this.
Patients overwhelmingly want to be involved in the decision-making process regarding their health, particularly when something serious is going on. It's critical for clinicians to engage patients in this process.